Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for the 8th of May, 2023. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. And if you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And very quickly, I think everybody here already knows about that, so I will not belabor the point. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow any stations to disconnect if they do not want to hang around for our net. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control station for this week's net. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, USA, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink node 9229, the TechLink conference. And as always, we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for making this conference available to us for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call sign and wait for acknowledgement. Our net is open to all radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. And I think you've all heard this so many times. Well, I'd like to have a question of the week, and once again, I couldn't think of a good one this week. So this is going to be another open mic, anything that's on your mind. And I think you all know how we do check-ins here. I can take multiple call signs consecutively and add them to my list, which already consists of KD9, NDJ, BK6, BQQ, BK3, HJQ, PY2, BIL, N4, RNW, VE6UX, and NB0X. And I do not see any new stations popping up there, so let me reset the timer. Okay, so we can start going down the list here. As I said, this is an open mic net this week. Anything that's on your mind is fair game. So let's start with VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, not a whole lot. We spent most of the day, well, a couple of days now, sort of with our king and queen. Unbelievable. Man, they know how to spend the money, that's for sure. But, yeah, all is good. Back to you, Wayne. I'll think of something, but right at the moment I'm, not thinking. VK6BQQ, good morning.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Well, you know, I should have thought of that. I mean, it's been in the papers and on the news for the last several days, weeks even, and I wonder, is there some kind of amateur radio connection to that? I totally did not pay any attention to it. I have not watched any of the TV coverage. So, let's see, who's next on my list here? KD9NDJ.
AB9FJ and the gang. This is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. I want to shout out to you, Wayne, for helping me out greatly with my antenna launching project. To recap, I got the antenna launcher from the Joplin Amateur Radio Club. That's Joplin, Missouri, here stateside. And it arrived promptly. It was pretty cheap, about $60. I threw it together with some of that purple primer and you know, PVC paste. Came with a couple of projectiles, tied the streamers on, and Wayne observed and helped out with the launch. We picked the field, we picked the wind space. So later, after you departed, Wayne, I got the antenna up. So I'm back on HF, and I thank you very much. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, fine business, Ken. Glad that worked out so quickly there. All right, that was very cool. And anyone who has not been paying attention, the launcher that Ken is talking about is, well, it's a derivative of what we used to call a spud gun. The old form used actual combustion of something like hairspray or maybe maybe some other volatile compound. But this one just relies on compressed air. You use a bicycle or a tire pump, you know, to put about 40 pounds of pressure into this small, I don't even know how many cubic inches that would be. I'd have to sit down and guess at that. But anyway, it's handheld. I wonder, maybe, I'm pretty sure that Dell took some video. So I don't know if Ken might want to put some of that video on Ken's SDF website there. I know that might be a fun thing to do. Anyway, thank you, Ken. Next on my list here is VK3HJQ. Okay, I think perhaps John has been sidetracked. We'll come back to him later. How about PY2BIL?
Hey, hi, everyone. This is PY2BIL, Guillermo out of São Paulo in Brazil, with an SDF username of G Corneri. So no specific topic today, so not too much going on here besides work, but that's just winding down now since we delivered the project successfully. So thinking again into doing something with radio, and actually I'm starting to plan an additional soda activation with my buddy here. So let's see if we can do something like that in the next couple of weeks. In the meantime, and looking into that, I got myself a new antenna analyzer, top-notch piece of gear here. Not cheap, but it's probably the best, known as Rig Expert. This is one of the stick series, which is basically looks like a stick, sort of a TV remote control kind of thing, right? The size maybe of a small banana. Right, it's yellow too in this case because it's the one that goes to all the way up to 500 megahertz for UHF, so it covers HF, VHF, and UHF, which is all I need. So it's an amazing piece of gear here, which is very convenient to take up the hills, portable anywhere. Not like the Nano VNA, which is a little bit more fragile, and you need to keep calibrating it, and you can't read the screen. This one has a paper-wide screen, so it's like the Kindle one, so you can see it in bright sunlight. So it's very convenient, and you can, it has Bluetooth, so you can hook it up to your cell phone, and you get everything that the Nano VNA shows you on the screen. You'll see it on your cell phone. So excited to have that, and to keep tuning my antennas to the best I can when I'm up there on the hill, right? Because with only 5 watts, you better have a good antenna there. Okay, that's all from here. Back to you, Wayne, AB9FJ. This is PY2BAL.
Okay, fine business, Guillermo. Congratulations on the job at work and on the new toy to play with your radio there. Keep us informed on how well that works out for you. Let's see, who's next on my list here? N4RNW.
Hey, good evening, Wayne and the group. N4RNW, Harold here in Fort Myers, Florida, Southwest Florida. Another sunny day today. We're in between winter and the summer rainy season in this hemisphere. At this position above the equator as opposed to Reg down there in Australia. Nothing new to report. All is well here. So I'll be listening. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Okay, Harold. Well, thank you for that reminder about the weather, because there's actually, last night we had a storm pass through here. It was really rather nice, actually. This was around, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm one of the few people who are who stay up late enough to witness it. And a lot of lightning and thunder, which, I mean, it tickles me. I like that kind of stuff. So for several hours, there was sort of a fireworks display right outside my house here. Had a lot of, I even stopped playing with the computer here and went and stood in front of my doorway watching all the lightning and thunder. And today, I think the high temperature was 85, which I think is a little high for this time of year. But again, I think we're going to have some more rain tonight. So the temperature has already dropped down to the 70s, I guess, here. So anyway, typical variable Illinois spring weather here. So let's see, who else? Oops, we lost somebody there. The dashboard shrunk by at least one line there. I don't see who we lost. Well, we'll find out here. Next on my list is VE6UX.
Yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised if you lost me, except I could still hear you. As I say, nothing but aurora here, except for it started raining. So it is about 17 degrees Fahrenheit out. What's that, 63, 64 degrees, or 17 degrees Celsius out, 63 or 64, somewhere around there in the Fahrenheit range. I had it written down somewhere once upon a time. So it's going to rain for the next two or three days, and if you know anything about Alberta, we've got lots of forest fires right now, so rain might help that.
Okay, you ended kind of abruptly there, Michael. Were you finished?
No, that's the way this goes. Have I got you there?
Yes, you're sounding fine.
Okay, yeah, that's one of the problems that I have with this system, that if you type in the text box using the system, it'll crash. It ends, everything ends in that, et cetera. The audio just is really bad in here. Working on some projects, RP2040 Pico stuff. I'm working on a TNC BBS that has two serial ports, I.O., and runs on USB. Working on a Keir contest, Keir with a reader on it. Going to do a tuner. They're all going to be RP2040 projects. I've got a model rail speed gun RP2040 project, some programmers, some T-track modules, and a folding chessboard, so busy as heck. Use SDS username if anyone ever uses it. It's Tabalaya, and back to you, Wayne, VE6UX.
Okay, thanks for checking in, Michael. It's always good to hear from you, and sounds like you've got a lot of stuff on your plate there, so bon appetit. And you reminded me, I'm just tickled about this thing here, so I'm always willing to repeat it. Just remember that 1.6 Celsius is 6.1 Fahrenheit, and 2.8 Celsius is 8.2 Fahrenheit. You know, kind of what do you call those things there? Reverse. I'm drawing a blank on the word now. And I first heard that from somebody else, and then I thought about it some, and it occurred to me that you can extend that, because 0.4 Celsius is 4.0 Fahrenheit, and 4.0 Celsius is 1.04 Fahrenheit. So if you can remember a few of those numbers, you know, you can interpolate in between them there, and you can do Fahrenheit conversion without having to do multiplication and division. So anyway, enough of that. Who's next on my list here? NB0X.
Well, this is NB0X. Hello, Wayne and the group. This is Matthew. I'm here in Ruidoso, New Mexico, kind of south central New Mexico in the Sacramento Mountains. And just appreciate you running the net, Wayne. And I don't have any updates on the DMR link yet. It's still down, although the All-Star link is up and running. So I'm still trying to work on that. Just had other projects in the way. And other than that, just been doing some HF stuff and enjoying the time up here. So with that, I'll send it back to you, Wayne. This is Matthew, NB0X. Back to net control.
Okay, thank you, Matthew. Well, I understand that Ken has been experimenting with All-Star, so perhaps he can exercise the All-Star gateway in coming nets soon. So we'll see how that works out. And let me mention that I see that AD0QM, Jeff, has joined us. And so let me rewind. And, I think everybody knows that I'm AB9FJ, and this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Net, yada, yada, yada. No topic this week. This is an open mic, whatever's on your mind, Jeff. We've been talking about a variety of things here. I have not heard anyone else mention anything about the coronation over in Britain, so I guess there's really no amateur radio connection to that. Although I think I did hear about several special event stations on the air, but those things are very common. I mean, at the drop of a hat, there'll be a special event station, right? So anyway, AD0QM, it's your turn.
Hi, good evening. This is 80QM, Jeff in Minnesota. My SDF handle is JECXJO. Not much going on here. We are doing all of our spring work outside, so we had a tree fall down last year right behind our house, so I've been slowly getting rid of all of that refuse and finally got the backyard all rigged up and in a good state. Got the garden started up. It's all turned over, so we're ready to start planting next week. Radio-wise, last night I worked on a QRP guys kit for a dummy load / power / SWR meter for QRP, so I've got that in my CW portable setup. Hopefully we're going to get out, go camping sometime this summer, so I'll be able to do some parks on the air. But other than that, not a whole lot of radio stuff, just hitting up a couple of nets, and been busy the last few weeks, so I've kind of missed most of them. This is 80QM back to net control.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Jeff. Now, that kit, is that the one that comes in like it fits into a one-quart paint can? Because our local ham club, we had a group build project a few years ago, and that was the kit that we chose for that. I've still got mine incomplete. Some of the other members of the club, they finished theirs, and evidently it worked just fine for them. Let me pass it back to you real quick to get your reply.
Actually, I think they revised it. It's a little bit bigger now. And I've seen some 3D printing cases that you can get for it. I just do bare bones because I've got one of those makeshift, Harbor Freight Pelican knockoff boxes, and so it all kind of just fits in there, and I've got the foam rubber and just kind of close everything and clamps everything down, but, seems to work pretty well. I tested it out, and it read, about what I was expecting the radio to have, and SWR one when the dummy load's on there. So, yeah.
Okay, cool. So I think I've called on everybody, so now it's time to go back and give BK3HJQ another try. Okay, sounds like he's still busy. So everyone else has had a chance to speak once, so it's time for rechecks. Do you have any additional comments?
KD9NDJ.
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, my All-Star project got to a certain point, but then I had to hit the pause button because I'm waiting for that kit from Ham Kits. They're behind about 4 weeks. In the meanwhile, I might explore a few other things. There's an interface with Baofeng, for example, that might be entertaining. But, yeah, that's a lot of fun. And, that's it for me. Thanks, KD9NDJ.
Okay, fine business there. Any more additional comments or rechecks?
RK6BQQ returning, and it's good to hear Matthew in here. My goodness, I thought he was, someone that wasn't there for a while, but at NB0X, he's coming through, so excellent.
I know, right, yeah. And let me just say, if VK3HJQ... comes back, all he has to do is pipe up and we'll get him his turn. But for now, it's your turn, Reg. Did you have something else you wanted to say?
AB9FJ in the group, VK6BQQ. Well, pretty quiet here, old Reg, this morning. We've had a little weather here in Jandakot, but maybe we'll get some more rain happening. But real good to hear Matthew in here.
Okay, and I just took a moment to check the chat there, and Michael has been posting some messages in there about, and the last one was about Baofeng there, so. Okay, let's see. I do not see any new call signs popping up on the dashboard here. So we're still holding out for VK3HJQ or anyone else who would like to recheck or, add something to what they said before.
RNW, recheck.
Go ahead, Harold.
Well, yeah, a little bit of a side topic, but as I hear these Canadian stations in, check in, I think of the last week when the Canadian singer Gordon Lightfoot passed on. And I've been seeing a lot of that on Facebook, a lot of the coverage, and last couple of years, since I've had more time, I've been able to listen to more of his music, and that's real good stuff. So he was a Canadian folk singer, and people are calling him the best of that up there. So that's all I had on my mind. N4RNW, Wayne.
Yeah, I agree. That was pretty sad there, and we'll miss him. Do we have any more comments for the net before I wrap it up? Okay, so I think I'll put a ribbon on it or stick a fork in it or whatever the proper idiom is. Let's see here. This concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club at, let's call it 0026 UTC. If you would like to continue the conversation, I don't think the 31650 DMR talk group is a thing right now, but you can join us in comm on SDF. We're in the Anon Radio Room. And this is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Well, things get pretty quiet. Just wondering what's going on there that way.